the Secret Service is almost is treated terribly by this group. I mean, they're just poorly run, in my view. I mean, the agents, as I said, they've been attacked a dozen times by Biden's dogs, more than a dozen times. Nothing was done until Judicial Watch stepped in and did the heavy lifting by exposing what was going on. They were forced to do that sham cocaine investigation in the White House and pretend not to figure out who did it. And then, you know, they tried to rescue that poor chef up in Edgartown, up in the Obama compound, and they didn't. And their bosses didn't want to tell anyone about it because there was probably something embarrassing about what the chef was doing or who he was with. I mean, that's my conclusion. I mean, why would you cover it up unless there was a political reason to do it? So even when they do something good here, the Secret Service is trying to save a man, and it looked like, you know, based on the reports, they were. You know, I don't envy them, and I pray for them, because that's not fun. Trying to assert, you know, the trauma of someone drowning on your watch and trying to rescue them and dealing with the woman who witnessed it, it's terrible. And don't forget, the Secret Service is also being, they're also denying Secret Service protection for Robert Kennedy Jr., the Biden people are. Despite them knowing, based on Judicial Watch's uncovering and sleuthing and investigations and litigations, that the Secret Service knows that Kennedy's been targeted by people who are on their radar, known subjects. I mean, Kennedy just reported this week online that on Twitter, I did a tweet on it. What did he say? That there was one guy who was arrested, tried to jump his fence. The local police arrested him. They let him out, and he showed up again at his home, and he got arrested again. I think that's what happened. Still no Secret Service agents for him. So the Secret Service is, and plus the Secret Service, it looked like, was brought in to help cover up Hunter's gun scandal. So this is a bigger issue than just the chef, right? This is about the way the Secret Service is used and managed and abused by the folks who benefit from their willingness to put their lives on the line. Jeez.